Thank you.
And we'll stick around if we...
Good idea. Okay, three... Yes, you may be needed right now. 3989, I believe, was the next pulled item.
Pay claim of Jeff Wong in the sum of $21,790 involving the Portland Police Bureau.
And is this one that you also cover?
This is ours as well.
Oh, very good. If you could give us an explanation of this
sure.
as well.
I'll defer to Jessica on this one.
All right. This involves a fleet accident. Portland police officer acknowledged that they proceeded on a red light, resulting in a collision with Mr. Wong's wife. Mr. Wong's wife was driving a 2016 Mercedes, and the repair costs totaled $12,789.85. In Oregon, they're also entitled to a diminished value claim for newer vehicles. This Mercedes had less than 1,000 miles on it, and so they're entitled to a claim for loss of market value. We were able to negotiate with the Wongs and reduce this from their claim of $10,910 to $9,000. And the total settlement that we recommended was $21,789.85.
And we have public testimony on this item?
This was pulled.
Okay, very good. So maybe if you could just hang out for a few minutes while we take public testimony and perhaps somebody will raise other
Shall
questions.
Shall we relocate?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think the questions fall right under there, Jermaine.
Because I didn't have any details of this, but I think we've come to the rather illuminating fact of what happens to a police officer when they admit fault in a moving vehicle accident. You know, many of us would have to worry about our insurance, perhaps our ability to continue our job. And also, I'm Charles Bridgegrain Johnson.
Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you. So I think that rather than having risk management talk to that, I don't know if you've got a full plate, Mr. Police Commissioner, but I don't know if you're off the top of your head can extemporaneously say if there's language in the police contract that particularly covers that, or if that issue has come across your plate so far as police commissioner.
Not specific to this case, but I can tell you that separate from the insurance claim, there would also be a disciplinary process, an investigation and a disciplinary process that is separate from the insurance claim. But I'm not familiar with this particular case, to be very clear.
And do we know that if the Wongs felt this was improper in addition to tort, they could have pursued the independent police review process? Do you know if IPR would cover
that
a situation
I do
like
not
that?
Know. I do not know.
Thank
that.
You very much.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
I'll just add to that, Mayor. The police bureau has a collision review board, which is charged with doing sort of after-accident analysis of police motor vehicle accidents. And this, as all of them do, was under the scrutiny of the collision review board, I believe. The investigating officer at the scene found that the officer who had moved through the intersection was at fault for causing the accident, and I believe the determination of the collision review board was that it was preventable.
Very good.
And presumably then the officer is sent to defensive driving training or something like that?
There are ongoing training aspects within the police bureau. We don't have a whole lot of control over that. We are monitoring driving behavior of all city employees who drive for the city as part of their work. So there is a process by which their licenses are reviewed with regularity to make sure that they still have valid driving privileges.
And colleagues, just so you know, I've had the situation where different bureaus have had collisions like this, and that's something that I, as the commissioner in charge, want to know about. Yes, the settlement is presumably fair because everybody's agreed to it, but yeah. How do we make reduce the chance it's going to happen again?
Yeah, and interestingly, we just did a brief study for the police bureau about vehicle collisions, and we looked at a three-year calendar history from 2014, 15, and 16, and the trend line is certainly moving in a downward direction. It's been consistently going down. The cost of repairing vehicles from those collisions, both city vehicles as well as private vehicles who may have been affected, is going up, unfortunately. So the costs are rising. The numbers of incidents are actually on the downswing.
Very good.
Just to flesh out that issue, especially for the last item, perhaps the commissioners would be interested in knowing if that was particularly attended to the police bureau and or if there was a fleet-wide, including police and other vehicles, and how does that compare, the police fleet size versus the rest of the city?
Good question. Thank you. Mr. Walsh, and then you also wanted to testify. Is that correct? Okay. Good morning.
Morning. My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. We had some of the same questions as Bridget Crane Johnson had, and you seemed to answer those. The additional questions were, was the police officer drug tested? We would like to know that. If you're in an accident and a police officer will do drug testing on you, if it's apparent that you caused the accident, and apparently he caused the accident. The other question we had is, where was he going? What was he on? Was he on a call, or was he just going through the red light because he could? Who are you going to call? The cops? Cops do that all the time. They go through red lights because they answer to no one. So we would like to know that. The reason that we object to these consent agendas on these items is this is a good discussion. Commissioner Fritz had good questions. Rich Kane Johnson had good questions. The citizens of this city have a right to know what happened. It's their money. You keep spending it and you want to do it underneath the table. So we get really upset with that. So now we know that the cop was at fault, apparently, and admitted to that. We don't know where he was going, whether he was on a call, if it was a bank robbery and he was getting to the bank to get the bad guys. Maybe he was justified. I don't think so. Doesn't sound like it. But we still don't know. That's called transparency, folks. You know, I know you don't like transparency. And I don't speak to you, really. I speak to the people that are watching this and saying, we need transparency. We need this discussion. We need this information. And we have a right to it. We pay for it. It doesn't come out of your pockets.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And can anybody answer me that question? Was the police officer drug tested on site?
He was not.
Of course he was not.
But I will
Why you, would we do that?
I would add that he is treated like any other driver, and absent some probable cause that he was impaired in some manner,
Next time you get stopped and a cop says, walk that line, that's drug testing. That's the beginning of drug testing. And then you say to him, oh, we don't do that.
Okay, thank you. And I believe we have one more person signed up, correct? Come on up. Good morning. That's fine. Come on up and just state your name for the record.
This is my first City Hall.
Oh, great. Welcome.
Chose this over school. It's more interesting.
Okay. And if you could just slide the mic a little closer to you and then just state your name for the record. Thank you.
I'm Cheyenne. I actually live in the city of Vancouver, but I frequent Portland because I'm a student here, and I also used to live in Oregon in general. I know we already passed the subject, but I wanted to reconnect back to the technology conversation.
It has
to do with this as well.
Okay, great.
They connect, that's why.
Good, please do connect.
No, it's not, yeah.
Great, thanks.
I was thinking, you guys were talking about them observing the driving habits, right?
I believe I mentioned that there was a post-accident collision review board
right, that
goes over crashes such as this.
Well, would it be possible maybe to make a few more people happy if there was somehow, the safe driver discount works? You see that commercial all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just plug it into your car, monitors your driving. What if there was some way we could do that for the City of Portland officers? That way they're happy because they get to see that they are driving safe and being held accountable for their driving. And the City of Portland also has a means to otherwise protect their officers as well. And on a further note, I know that personally I've been in car accidents before, and not always are police officers called in general. It's generally dealt with by the drivers themselves. And it's only really in accidents that have caused injury or fatality that they are called to the scene. And so the fact that there was no other officer on the scene has nothing to do with that. He was a police officer that crashed into this person, but rather it was more of, I think, perhaps we all sometimes, I think, run red lights on accident. And I know we're all supposed to be paying attention, but it's not always possible. So it's an inevitability, honestly, for an officer to go his whole career without running one red light. And that's what I wanted to say.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for your testimony. So we have one more person.
And if I may, just for the record,
sir.
There was a traffic investigating officer from the police bureau who responded to the crash and spoke with both of the parties that were involved.
Very good. Thank you. Good morning.
Star Stoffer, my son is a teenager, and he walks home from school where Portland police officers drive. So this is a great concern of mine. I want to start off by saying that police are not like every other driver. They're police. They are driving city vehicles. Therefore, they should be held to a higher standard of driving. So they should not be treated like every other driver because they're police. I don't know many drivers that drive down the street with lights on top of their car, the authority to run red lights, make people pull over for absolutely no reason, carry a gun, and detain folks. Do you? I can't do that as a driver. So, again, they are not like every other driver. And I'm concerned that this officer wasn't drug tested. I'm concerned that I don't know anything about his driving history. I don't know anything about his capacity to make good decisions. He's a cop, so therefore I already doubt his capacity to make good decisions. And he's driving around. Is he still driving where my son could be hit by him? I mean, this was a Mercedes, so I know it's a much bigger deal than a child being hit, but especially in this city of money and whiteness and money. But I'm concerned about my child, so I want to know why this officer wasn't drug tested. When they're driving that vehicle, speeding through red lights the way they do, they could hit anybody. Why are they not being drug tested? What the hell is wrong with you people? At any point, do you want to hold the police accountable? I mean, they might as well just go out and start spraying everybody with bullets. God knows they'll get away with it. Maybe I should become a cop so I can just start running people down and get away with it. Speed through the city, shoot anybody I want. I mean, holy crap. I'm kind of wondering what the heck they have to do to be held accountable. Exactly what has to happen? How much money do they need to ask for? How much do they have to cost the city? How many lives need to be lost? How much damage needs to be done? How much more hatred from the community and how much more of a laughingstock from the rest of the nation do you have to let your police force get before you're embarrassed by them? I don't even know how you look at yourselves in the mirror. I mean, you just disgust me. Yuck. Ugh. Vomit.
Thank you. Call the roll, please.
Sorry. Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Ritz.
Thank you for your explanation. Aye.
Wheeler.
I appreciate your explanation, particularly the part where you answered the question about why wasn't he drug tested. Correct me if I'm wrong, but is it still the case that in the United States you cannot be drug tested unless there is probable cause that you were impaired while you were driving? Is that true or false?
That is the understanding that we are operating from, Mayor.
I approve the settlement. The settlement's adopted.